Now, if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities, if how would we know that you touched him? How would you know you touched him? Now, if you got the same faith that woman had that touched his garment, can't you look to heaven tonight and touch him? Wouldn't he speak back? He doesn't have any hands but ours. He doesn't have any voice on earth but ours. How many knows that? You mean some of you don't know that? Sure you do. What did he say? I am the vine, ye are the what? Branches. The vine doesn't bear fruit. It energizes the branches. The branches bears fruit. How many knows that? St. John 15, I am the vine, ye are the branches. That makes, see, we lay our hands on the sick. He uses our eyes to see vision. He uses our lips to speak. He uses us to pack the gospel. See, it's given unto his church, and he's in his church manifesting himself, and the people can see him as he works in his church. Now, as I look down this line of people, are you all strangers to me? Raise up your hand. If I don't know you, just raise up your hands all along the line, everyone. All right? How many out there knows that I don't know you? Raise up your hands. You know what? I don't know nothing about you or anything. Just raise up your hand if you will. All right? Now, I don't know a bit more about you than nothing. But there's one thing sure. Christ knows every one of you. Is that right? He knows every one of you. Then if you look this way and pray and say, God, I believe Jesus Christ. I believe, although I might not understand it, but tonight I'm going to set my faith to believe it. And I'm going to say, Lord, I'm just going to put this before you. You said, prove me, saith God, if I'll not open the winds of heaven. Now, you be sincere and don't just make believe, but really believe with your heart and say, now, I'm not in the prayer line. You might be in a little while, but if you haven't got a prayer card, say, Lord, let him turn around and you use his voice to speak to me. And I'll believe with all my heart. Would you put that challenge before God and just see what God would do? He'll do it, friends, as certain as I'm standing here, because he promised he would. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. All right, Brother Stockman, if you will. Now, at the pianist, if you will, sister, just real quietly, only believe. Now, just get yourself quiet just a little bit. Everyone, just remain in your seat where you are. Keep real quiet and believe with all your heart now. Now just imagine coming from the quarters of glory, coming down where to fulfill his word, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I'll be in their midst. To fulfill this scripture, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. I personal pronoun, as I said, will be in their midst. They'll agree and ask anything in my name, I'll do it. Now, isn't that wonderful? Now, here is a lady standing here before me, which is a total stranger. I've never seen the woman in my life. I don't know her. And I guess she doesn't know me. Let's just see through magazines or something. But we don't know one another. If that's right, raise up your hand. We're totally... Pardon? She was in my meeting many years ago. Was that in the States or in Canada? In Winnipeg. Well, that was about 10 years ago, 11. Yeah. All right. You was probably a very young man. So then I don't know the woman, never seen her. Now, the woman may be a Christian. She may not. She may be sick. She may not. She may be up there just to deceive. She may not. I don't know. No more than he would know how Nathaniel said to Philip. Nathaniel said to Christ, well, when did you know me, Rabbi? Now, this would settle it. Now, this woman I never saw in my life. And she saw me 10 years ago setting out the Winnipeg meeting. If anybody was there, know what it was. Just packed out the doors and everywhere. But Brother Small, I believe it was Frank Small, I believe that might be here tonight for all I know. The brother, I haven't seen him for years. And here's our time, first time of meeting on earth. But God knows the woman. Now, if the Lord, here's a perfect scene of St. John, the 4th chapter in your Bible. Read it when you get home. Jesus had need to go up to Samaria, and while he sat down by the well and sent his disciples away, I imagine a beautiful woman also came out to the well, and she was a Samaritan, and she went to draw water. She started away, and Jesus told her, said, "Bring me a drink." How many knows that? And what did he do then? He called a conversation with her to pack this conversation. And he said, "Bring me a drink." She said, "The well is deep and you have nothing to draw. It's not customary for you Jews to ask Samaritans such. We have no dealings with one another." He said, "But if you knew who you were speaking to, you'd ask me for water. I give you water, you don't come to draw." What was he doing? He's contacting her spirit. He just seen the woman stand there, so he talked to her. And she said, "The well's deep, you have nothing to draw with," and on like that. Finally, they got talked about worshiping in the mountain and one at Jerusalem. Jesus told her, after a while, when he found where her trouble was, he said, "Go get your husband and come here." She said, "I don't have any husband." He said, "That's right, you've got five. And the one you've got now is not your husband." How many knows that's a scripture? Now watch what that Samaritan said. I'm going to tie two scriptures together now. What did Nathanael say as soon as Jesus told Nathanael where he was? And he was an honest man. What did he say? "Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel." How many knows that St. John says that in the first chapter? All right? That's what that Jew thought when he seen that sign done. Jesus seeing him before he come to the meeting. And then when this Samaritan woman come to Jesus, Jesus said to her, talked to her a little bit and told her where her trouble was. And she said, "Sir, I perceive that thou art a what? Prophet. We know, we Samaritans, we know that when the Messiah cometh," you believe Jesus was the Messiah? "When Messiah cometh, he'll do these things, he'll tell us all things." But she couldn't understand who he was. He said, "I'm he that speaks to you." And upon that she left the water pot and said, "Come see a man that told me the things I've done. Isn't this the very Messiah?" If that was the sign of Messiah in that day, it's the sign of the Messiah today. How many would believe that? Now here it is. Now take all your denominational isms out now. Just look at the truth in the Word, if he's raised from the dead. Now here's the man and woman, both of us, standing here, first time meeting. Now, just to talk to you, lady, just a second, because you've been the first one here. And now you say, "Is that my meeting at Winnipeg?" Well, that's mighty fine. That's about 10 years ago. The woman is a Christian, exactly, because her spirit is welcome. You're a believer. That's right. Long time. And not only that, but you're something to do in a church. You're a preacher's wife. That's exactly right. And you're suffering with, it's in the breast, the tumor in the breast. That's correct. And you're not from this city. New York and Winnipeg. I see the west coast in a big city. Where's the big park? Around Vancouver. That's where it is. That's exactly right. Now, is that the truth? You believe Jesus heals you now? Almighty God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bless this woman and ask for her healing in Christ's name. God bless you now, sister. Don't go. Go on your road and rejoice and be happy. You believe? Now, the only way I know what was said, it's on the recording there. See, I pick it up. Whatever was said was the truth. All right, now be real reverent. Just as reverent as you can be. And now, watch this away. Believe with all your heart. Just look and believe that he's raised from the dead. Now, you say, "Could he heal me now?" He has healed you. This is a sign that he has already done it. It's in the past. Now, the Lord knows that, whether it's true or not. Now, the Bible speaks it to be true. Now, you look this way and just start believing. Saying, "Lord, I now believe with all my heart. Now, is it, you're the next man. Or, you're the husband of the woman. And you can vouch that it's the truth.
Yes, I'm a pastor at the West Coast in Port Moody.
Yes, sir.
Just as you said, I'm a perfect stranger to you, and you told my wife the truth.
Can you hear that? All right. Now, my friend, you're here, my brother, and you're for something, too. Now, may the Lord Jesus help me to understand. Now, if it's healing you need, I'd be glad to do it if I could, but I'm not the healer. Christ is the healer who has already done it. And if it's for financial troubles, He has the cattle on a thousand hills. If it's for domestic, whatever it is, He knows and can take care of it. Only I don't know. You know that. I'm a stranger to you. I'm a stranger. All right. May the Lord have mercy and help me. Yes, I see the woman standing by your side. That's right. She is your wife. And you're here for me to pray for you for something wrong with your shoulder. And that was caused by an accident, a motorcycle. If you had an accident and the shoulder never went back to its place just right till then, it's over now and you can go on your road rejoicing and even get God. Amen. Sovereign. Do you believe with all your heart? See how simple it is? Just have faith. Now what is it? I never seen those people. I had nothing to do with their healing. Christ made them well. I believe the man said something about Moody or Moody Church or something. Moody Church, is that right? Moody Church, all right. The Lord bless. Now, all right.
This lady can't come up
the stairs. This lady, right, is the next one. All right, you don't have to come up here, lady. You believe me to be God's servant? You believe Jesus Christ to be the Son of God? If God and us standing many feet apart will reveal to me what your trouble, I couldn't heal you, but your trouble, that's a, God can do that. If He can reveal it, you'll accept your healing. Will you do that? Or you look at me then, just a moment. Just believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and I'll be His prophet or His servant. Now if the audience can still hear my voice, I see the woman going, she's very nervous about something. Her nerves are torn to pieces. I see her going into a room, a little room, it's a bathroom. And there she fell upon her chest, and she bruised her chest about a year ago. And she's never went to a doctor to see about it, she's trusted God, and that is the truth. Is that right, lady? All right, go to your seat and be well then, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you now. Don't doubt no more and go on your road and be well. Amen. You believe with all your heart? I ask you out there in the audience, I challenge your faith to look this way and believe. Just believe that Jesus Christ has raised from the dead and I'm His servant standing here. Not Him, I'm just His servant, His witness. All right, lady, we're strangers to each other. I don't know you. Now, something happened in the audience. Somebody believes somewhere. It's a lady sitting looking over another lady's shoulder right here. She suffers with headaches. A little lady, kind of black-headed. She was looking this way praying. She said, Lord, having to call me. You've been having headaches, tremendous headaches. That's right. Raise up your hand sitting right here. All right. It's over now. You go on your road and rejoice and be made well in Christ's name. The lady sitting behind you kind of raised her hands because she's had arthritis and she's been wanting to be healed of that. That's right, isn't it, lady? That's right. See, you couldn't hide your life if you had to. None of you could. Amen. Oh, I'm happy that He's raised from the dead. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. My lady, you're not here for yourself. It's for your son. And he's mentally, that's right, a mental condition. I see him raging, walking. You believe, do you, sister, that God will heal the boy?
Yes.
Let us pray. Blessed Heavenly Father, we ask that the devil will leave the boy, and may the boy be healed. O eternal, blessed Father, we ask it in the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus, who died these things to be made true. Amen. God bless you, my sister. Go and refine it just the way that you have believed. Now have faith. Don't doubt. Just believe with all your heart. Something taking place just then, and now be real reverent. Now the blessed be the Lord. Let's be, just everyone be reverent, real reverent. Just pray now. How do you do, lady?
Is this the next lady in line?
I guess we're strangers to one another. I've never seen you. Oh, His blessed presence. How that we don't have to guess anymore. Heaven is real. Christ is real. He's alive tonight. Be real reverent. Look and believe. Now, lady, I suppose that this is our first time meeting. We're strangers to each other. I don't know you. Never seen you. We were born perhaps miles apart and years apart. We just meet the first time. That's right. But God does know you. If God will reveal to me what you're here for, will you believe Him with all your heart? Will the audience do the same thing? With all your heart? You're here for growth that's on your nose. That's what you want me to pray for. That's right, that growth. Now, that is true. Now, of course, the growth is visible, but that's what the lady wants me to pray for. Now, look, see, it takes the strength from you so much. How many knows what visions does to you? You know what the Bible said. My, one made the Lord Jesus say that he got weak, virtue went from him. What do you think a sinner like me would be when it happened? Now, if you just, more I talk to the woman, more would be told. Let's take the lady for a minute. She's an elderly lady. Let's just ask, just talk to her a little bit and see just what the Lord would say. Now, whatever it was, what was it? The growth on your nose. All right? Now, you just look this way and believe with all your heart. Yes, I see it move right back again. Looks like they keep coming. There's more than one. No, it comes and then goes away. It falls off and then comes back somewhere else. You got one now on your chest. That's right. That's true. You believe the Lord will heal you of it? You're not from this country, from this city. You come from somewhere else. You come from the west coming east. You're from Alberta, Edmonton, Alberta. Your name's Pearl, L-E-N-N-O-X, Lennox, Miss Pearl Lennox from Edmonton. That's right. That's exactly true. Your life could not be it. Now, if you go believe with all your heart, you get well. You believe it? Then go on your road and rejoice. And I bless thee, my sister, in Christ's name. You believe? You believe God can heal heart trouble, make you well, then just go rejoice and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing the heart trouble. All right. All right. Can't hardly get up at morning, can you? If you believe with all your heart, then you'll leave you. Go away and be made well. You believe with all your heart? Or go rejoice and be made well in Christ's name. The Bible said, if thou canst believe. Now, be real, reverend. Don't move, you see. Just a moment, and I'll go with you. Just sit still just a moment. See, everybody's a spirit, and when you move, that interrupts. You say, Brother Branham, is that psychology? But is Christ used it? He put everybody out of the house to heal Jairus' daughter, led a man outside the city, out of the crowd. How many knows that to be so? And be real, reverend. If you'll sit still just a moment or two longer, all right. All right. When I mentioned heart trouble a few minutes ago, had a funny feeling. You were at the same time. Now, if you go believe with all your heart, you won't have to fool with it no more. Be well. If you believe with all your heart, be made well. All right. Come now, lady. Without an operation, God can take a tumor and make you absolutely well. Do you believe He'll do it?
Yeah.
All right. If you believe it, the tumor will leave you. You raise your hands down, I accept Christ. In Christ's name, may it be so. Amen. May the Lord bring us. Would you like to eat again like you used to? Get rid of old peptic condition, ulcer in the stomach and things, make yourself be well. Would you like to, you will, you accept Christ as your healer? Then go on your road and be well in Christ's name. Let's say praise the Lord. Insulin's a good thing for diabetes, but a transfusion from Calvary's better. You believe God will give you the transfusion tonight? All right, go on your road and rejoice and be happy. Bless the Lord. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. Now, just a moment. There's a lady praying. She's dark-headed, wearing glasses. She's sitting right in front of me, right straight for that lady right behind her. If you can believe for that throat condition, Jesus Christ make you well. If you can believe it, God will heal you and make you well. Do you believe it with all your heart? Do you accept it with all your heart? Can you raise up your hand like this and say, praise the Lord? Little lady with her, that's right. All right. Go and be made well. Let's say praise be to God. You believe with all your heart, lady? What if I told you He was standing there? Would you believe it?
Yes.
Now go on your road and rejoice and be made praise well in the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm tired feelings. Late of the evening getting weak. Speaks one thing. But what was the first thing Christ healed with? TV. Make well. You believe that Christ will make you well and heal you? Come here just a minute. Oh, eternal God, I bless this woman for her healing, and may she be made well through Jesus Christ, God's Son. Amen. God bless you, lady. Have faith now and go believe me. Would you come, lady? You believe with all your heart? You're a great, deep thinker. Warrior, too. Always crossing bridges where you get through it like that. And thinking that and studying all the time and planning things that never happen. It's because you have stomach trouble. And that's right, that's what your trouble is, stomach trouble. That's right. Now go and believe with all your heart and quit studying and thinking the price is done paid, the Christ heals you. Go believe it and get well and eat your supper. Feel good. God bless you. You believe with all your heart? What about you, lady? You believe? The Bible said, if thou canst believe. A young lady sitting back there with a purple hat on, looking this way towards me, way back. You got varicose veins, don't you, lady? And you also, I see you got pains in your legs. Have pains in your legs. Second person sitting in right back there. That's right. You have rectal trouble, which is piles that cause you trouble. You got teeth, trouble with your teeth also. Stand up, lady, so that the people see who you are. No, right here she is. Right here. All right, lady. Raise your hand again. The little lady just raised up. That's where that light's hanging. Yes, the lady with her hand up. All right. Go home and be made well if you believe with all your heart. Amen. respond quickly while I'm watching a light. How many ever seen the picture of that light? They've already got more. Have you ever seen it? We've got some here. I guess the boys want to give them out. And it's right out over you right now. If you just believe. Now you, lady. Are you the last one? All right, you believe with all your heart? I don't know. You never seen. Christ knows you.
Yes.
You believe it, he'll... If he'll tell me what you're here for, will you believe that it's him speaking through me? Because you know I don't know you. You believe it? Will the audience believe with all their heart? Now there's a doctor connected into it. Something about an operation. You had an operation, and the operation hasn't healed up right, and you've been going back to a doctor, and adhesions is set in some kind of adhesions, gross, and he wants to cut them out. That's the truth. Is that right? All right. Do you believe with all your heart? Then go and may God make you well in Jesus' name. Amen. You believing? What do you think about sitting there, standing right behind you, an elderly-like man sitting with glasses on? You're suffering with your throat. That's strange, isn't it? Your wife sitting next to you. That's your wife. If I tell you what's wrong with your wife, will you believe me to be God's prophet? Will you accept your healing? Your wife don't understand what's wrong with her. Her hands goes numb, gets numb. That's right. Poor circulation, that's all. Is that right, lady? Raise up your hand if that's right. They won't be numb anymore now. You've believed on the Lord. How many believes with all your heart out there that right now Jesus Christ is in the midst of us? Now lay your hands over on each other. Just put your hands on each other while we pray. With your heads bowed, I want to ask you something. Could you doubt any farther? Yeah, I see a little lady sitting back here, had female trouble sitting here. She believed when she bowed her head. That's good, sister. It's over now. Now, if you just believe, see, he's perfect. He doesn't fail. Now, the resurrected Lord Jesus, that's the same yesterday, today, and forever, is right here in this building right now. He's right where you are. He loves you. He wants to make you well. Now, if you believe with all your heart, God will hear my prayer from right here. Not only hear my prayer, but he'll hear your prayer. Your prayer. Pray one for the other. And as you got your hands on each other, and I know people, you're like myself, you're poor people. You don't have very much of this world's goods. But there's one thing you do have. You have the privilege tonight to have Christ by you. And what, I'd rather have that than all the money the world ever did have or ever would have. To know that I'm standing here now in the presence of the Lord Jesus, the Redeemer, and his loving grace has reached out to us. Here he is standing here tonight doing the same things that he did when he was here on earth, working through you and through me. Well, if he just worked through me and didn't through you, it would never work. It's your faith that does that. You people up here with your prayer cards in the line, you out there without prayer cards, you sitting in the audience, why, it's Jesus Christ. It's your faith that's doing it. I don't know you, never seen you. And your healing is already done. You're already healed. Christ heals you back out. The only thing that keeps you from receiving your healing right now is because of unbelief. Let's pray that God will take it away from you now. I'm not praying for your healing. I'm praying for unbelief to leave you so that you will receive it. Let us pray. Blessed Heavenly Father, thou looks down upon this meeting. You seen those hands go up a while ago for salvation. And now those 8 or 10 people that raise their hand now can rejoice because that Jesus has proven to be alive. And just as he's alive, their salvation is perfect by him. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life. And shall never come to the judgment, but pass from death unto life. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has everlasting life, and I'll raise him up at the last day, saith the Lord Jesus. And here they stand tonight in this audience, the presence of God here, even a little handful of people in this arena, but yet you've come from glory to manifest yourself. You've come all the way across a stormy ocean one night to heal one maniac over in Gadara, returned back without a revival in that country. Oh, God, you'll come any time or any place that people will call on you. You went plumb down to the belly of the whale in the bottom of the ocean to deliver Jonah when he turned himself over and began to pray. You went into the lion's den with Daniel, into the fire furnace with the Hebrew children. You're in Saskatoon tonight in this meeting. The same Jesus, the fourth man of the fiery furnace, the angel who was with Daniel, the Spirit of God with Jonah in the belly of the whale. You're here tonight. You're looking at these hands as they're laying up on each other. They're poor Canadian people, Lord, who's harvested and worked and struggled, and many of them stricken and down by the devil. And I ask tonight that the power of Satan will turn them loose. I resent Satan and his achievement. I resent it because he's nothing but a bluff. Christ died at Calvary to liberate us from the things of the world and to heal our sicknesses, and we take that stand tonight by his blessed presence to prove that he's here. And may he let these people go, and from this very hour may they start mending and getting well, coming back to the meeting, testifying, giving God glory. We ask him to leave in Jesus Christ's name. And may God receive the glory. Amen. Now every person in here, under the sound of my voice, that believes that Jesus Christ makes you well, raise your hand and say, praise the Lord. Amen. All right. Will you stand to your feet then just for a moment? You know that old song, Take the Name of Jesus with You? How many knows that grand old hymn, Take the Name of Jesus with You? Raise your hand. Let's sing it through a couple times, a couple stanzas all together now.
Take the name of Jesus with you.
Stay with him. Now, I'm in a mixed audience, and I'm talking just a moment for a purpose so I can get this crowd to get through here. I'm going to tell you something. Now, listen real close. Now, Methodist friends, Baptist friends, Presbyterian friends, and Pentecostal friends, you're all my friends. You're God's children. I want to tell you something. Same as Africa, in Africa, there come those women up there just as nude as the day they were born. Young women, just a little clout hanging in front of them. And they had tags on as Christians. What if they had a track pass to them? And right while they were standing there, and when that man was healed, standing there, I said, now how many would accept it? 16 different interpreters that had to go through. Then 30,000 raised and accept Christ at one time. They thought it was maybe just for physical healing. Brother Baxter, I believe, your own Canadian boy, a wonderful man of God, he said, Brother Branham, I believe they meant physical healing. He said, take it through again. And we said, not physical healing, but accepting Christ as Savior. And when it was said through again, they even broke their little idols on the ground and everything, and 30,000 received Christ at one time. You know what? Now listen, it's a mixed audience, and you listen to a doctor. I'm your brother. Those naked women, 5 minutes before that, didn't know they were naked. And as soon as the Holy Spirit struck that bunch, them women folded their arms and walked off the ground. Now you mean to tell me in your modern churches, you let your women strip themselves off out, you're half naked before man, and tell me that's Christianity? It's worse than heathen. It certainly is. A heathen can realize and accept Christ, they'll cover up their nakedness, and you're trying to expose yourself. But to be modern, I don't mean to be rude, but brother, one of these days I've got to stand before the presence of God and give an account for everything I say. And I'm not going to hold anything back. I'm going to say instead of becoming civilized, we're becoming idiots. That's right. Civilization is broke. How could people, you mean to tell me you women can walk out here with them little bitty straps around you and call yourself living in a modern civilized world? When heathens just dress that way and get right with Christ, try to cover themselves up so they get some clothes on. It's like you're going back to heathens instead of coming to civilization. Now you know that's the truth. And just another little thing. I don't see it in this building, but a lot of you women that wears this here, paint, you know, and black stuff over your eyes and everything. You know where that come from? That trait is heathen. That's exactly where it comes from. They've had them great big bones in their ears for earrings and take mud and paint their faces and all over like that. It's a heathen trait. Then we permit it in our churches. Sure, it's all right. Oh, it ain't what you do this way. It ain't what you do that way. No, I know it ain't. But you get right with Christ one time and you'll wash your face. Exactly right. You'll put on clothes and act like a lady. And you'll throw that cigar out of your mouth if you're a deacon or something in the church and act like a Christian too. Exactly right. I know that's awful harsh, friend, but that's the truth. It takes strong medicine to do you good sometimes. Exactly right. Now you're standing in the line. I'm not a healer. I'm your brother. I'm bringing to you a message that Jesus Christ raised from the dead. He's here now. He's present. He's right here at this platform. He's out there where you are. The only thing I can do is a commission to pray and lay hands on you. I'll do that as your brother and as a servant of Christ. Would you believe that God will heal you and go off this platform not looking at any symptoms but believing that you're going to be well? Will you promise God to do that? Raise your hands if you will. God bless you. You're bound to see something happen in that line. You just got to. I just feel in my heart tonight as a servant of God that something's fixing to happen. All right. I want you to pray with me as I pray. As you come to keep me, that discernment's trying to stay on me. Now I want you to tell me what's wrong with you as you come. What is your trouble, son? Kidney in the back. You believe that Christ will heal you, young man? What a fine-looking, great, strong man like that, and to think the devil would afflict a young fellow like that. You believe the Lord Jesus? You're Christian?
Yeah.
Believe that He's going to heal you then?
Yeah.
Let me have your hand just to contact. Dear God, as I stand with this fine-looking, stout, great, big man here, and the devil trying to break this Christian down, Satan, you are defeated. The blood of Jesus Christ is sufficient to drive you from this man's body, and this prayer of faith I offered as I was commissioned by an angel to do this. In Jesus Christ's name, lead me, and may you be well. Amen. I believe that the surest where a man standing here shaking each other's hand, you'll be well. Amen. God bless you. All right. What's your trouble there? In the kidney. In the in their throat. Dad, some of them might say, well, you're an old man. That don't make any difference. Abraham was 75 before God called him. You believe that Christ will make you well? You believe it with all your heart?
Yeah.
Dear Heavenly Father, I look standing here with this man, standing here with this pair of overalls on. I think of my own daddy. Probably be about this age. Oh, God, I pray that you'll help him. Take from him the evil and make him to be well. Grant it, Lord, forgive him of every sin and trespass. And may from this night on that he'll be made well. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, you got some habits of smoking and stuff. You stop that now and go on and live for God. You'll get well. Amen. God bless you. That hurt your stomach. Your things doing that swallowing that. You believe God will heal you the heart trouble and make you? You know how I already said it. You believe it? All right. You believe it? You'll do it? Oh, God, our Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll heal the woman and will make her completely well and take from her all this trouble in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go believe me now. The Bible, what did he tell me? What the Bible say? The prayer of faith shall save the sick. They shall lay hands on the sick. They shall recover. Amen. That's his word. What's your trouble, sister? That's my trouble. All right. You believe that God will make you well? Oh, blessed God, as this dear woman stands here, first time meeting her in life, but she's come to this platform to believe on you, to stand before this audience to confess her faith in you. She's bothered with this death time trouble. Thou knowest her, Lord, and I now curse this disease as your servant, that your presence is here, and ask her to leave her, and may from this hour she begin getting well and all leave her. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. God bless you, Mother. Go and may the Lord bless you. All right, sister. You believe that Jesus will make you well? Bless you, Lord. Are you a weak eye? You believe Jesus will make you get well? Don't take them, sweetheart. Did you know Brother Branham a long time ago wore great big thick glasses and he had to lead me around so I couldn't see? And one night, Jesus made me well. Now, think of that. Now, you know why he made me well? I got a little girl at home named Sarah. She's just about your size. She's crying today when Daddy left. She said, Daddy, you always leave. Why don't you stay home with me? But Jesus knew I'm going to come up here and pray for you, that you be well. And that's what I come for. And you're a sweet little girl, and I believe God's going to make you well. Now, blessed Heavenly Father, as I hold this little child to my arms, now think of my little Sarah and Rebecca at home. But, oh God, you said he that won't forsake his own and follow after me is not worthy to be my disciple. Oh, it's such a little thing to do, to think that you did so much for us. And I bless this little child. And oh God, may this bad eye, may they be normal. May the sight come to them good, and may she be well. And may, before this meeting is over, may she be showing us that she can see good. Grant it, Father, I curse this saint in the name of Jesus Christ, this blindness of her eyes. Amen. Bless you, sweetheart. Believe you're going to be all right. You believe it? You show it tonight. Your trouble, brother? Hearing. Which ear is it? Both. Just hard of hearing? Quite a few. You read lips like a full advantage. But you can hear me speaking now. When I'm close. Oh, get away from anything. Well, you believe that God will give you hearing?
I just don't.
Heavenly Father, the man stands hearing. The Bible said when the deaf spirit went out of the man, he could hear. I ask that in Christ's name that you'll give him his hearing. He says he can't hear it any distance away. I pray that you'll restore him this night and make him well. Through Jesus Christ's name, I ask for the glory of God and curse this deaf spirit. Amen. Now, I think you're going to be all right now. Walk over there just a minute. Now, I want you to turn around and look back at your feet just a minute. Can you hear me now? You hear me now? You hear me now?
I do.
You're well. It's just that simple. Where's the little girl was prayed for? I want her mother to check her just in a few minutes. What's your trouble, sir? Oh, you believe that God will heal you, and he will help this part in your body that would take the place of the capsule. You believe that God will do that? You believe sometimes if we ask God, God will make it so you won't have to take him anymore. Wouldn't that be nice? Doctor said, well, you're well. You don't need him anymore. Wouldn't that be wonderful? He'd be happy about it too, if he. Now, Heavenly Father, I pray for this dear man. And I ask that your spirit do this, which this cannot be done by mankind. Take away this trouble from him. And may from this day on, may he begin to get well and may he be strong and healthy again. I ask that in Jesus' name, amen. Nothing I can show or nothing, but we'll believe. Will you believe with me? God bless you. Here's your little boy that's a speech. Let's just bow our heads just a moment, will you? Everybody bow your head. He's a little baby boy. Yes, Father? You believe now with all your heart. Blessed Savior, this little chap standing here. And what would it be to be like this? And maybe the little fellow is too little to have any conception of knowing what real faith would be, but just as Papa would promise him a little suit or something, he'd look forward to getting it. And maybe we pray that he's looking forward right now to this healing of his speech. And the Bible said, when the dumb spirit left the man, he could speak. And our God. And we pray that you, not if we ask signs, no, Lord. We believe your word. We've seen you stand here. You know the secret of every heart. And right at this minute, you can reveal anything to people in here because thou art a revealer of the secrets of hearts of man. Daniel claimed that. And the Bible claims it. And we know that it's true. Thou knowest the secret of the heart. 10 or 11 years ago, you let me tell this same audience that that would come to pass. And they are living here today to see it come to pass. That's enough for us, Lord. We believe. Now, just that it might be said that the little boy who is so small he can't have faith hardly for himself, let the speech come clear to him now, Lord, that he can speak. I ask in Christ's name. I was ever head bowed. Everyone in prayer. Won't take a little laugh. What's his name? Philip. One time, a man named Philip went and got a man named Nathaniel. And he brought him. If Jesus can heal you, maybe you can get some other little boy if you can talk to him. I want you to say what I say, Philip. Now, I want you to believe now, Philip. Say, I love Jesus. I say it out loud. I love Jesus. All right, raise your hand. Philip, say, I
love
Jesus.
Praise
God.
God.
It's over, brother. Let's say praise the Lord, everyone. You're stunning, man. All right. Blessed Heavenly Father, we thank Thee that the curse can be moved in a moment. Thou art Christ, the all-omnipotent, omnipresent God. Take the stomach trouble from this, our brother who stands confessing that he is sick and believes in you. He walked before this audience to confess his faith. May he be healed, I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, my brother. All right. All right, brother. What do you want God to do for you? Cancer. Well, it's a black thing, but Christ is his healer. Now look, don't look at cancer. Look at what God said. God says, I'm the Lord who heals all your diseases. Now, blessed Lord, we look away tonight from cancer. We look away from any symptoms. We look to you, Lord. Jonah, in the belly of the whale, said, once more will I look to your holy temple. And now, once more we look to Christ, laying hands upon this sick man and cursing this demon called cancer and asking for his life to be spared. Through Jesus Christ's name, amen. God bless you, brother. I believe that you'll be well. You believe it, you? God bless you, then you can have what you ask for. You believe that Christ will make you well, but I look. Did you see what he does here in the meeting? You know that has to come from some supernatural power. It ain't in man to do that. No. You got a murmur in your heart, flutter. Last words when you're laying down, when you're standing up. See, that's right. See, it's right there before me. I've seen you laying on the bed trying to hold yourself like this. That's the reason I said that. Now, that's right. See, he's present. Now, he can tell me what's your trouble. And all of a look at you here a moment, it would just go right on. But the thing of it is, I can't heal because he's already done it. It's to make you believe that he has done it and is here now, won't he heal you? Oh, isn't it wonderful? These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. That's what he said. Blessed Lord, thou art no respected person. I pray that you'll heal this man from the heart trouble and let him get well and may it not bother him no more from this night henceforth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you, my dear brother. Make you well. All right, sir, I see you have the policy. You believe that Christ will heal you? You accept him as your healer? Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for this dear man. He's shaking now with the palsy, and we know that only you can do this. And I pray that you'll grant it. And may his faith look right away now into the heavens and believe you, and may he get well. Come back showing us that he's well and normal. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, believe with all your heart? All right, sir. Go and receive your healing. All right. My. You want a cripple boy? All right, let's hear it. Just a moment. The little boy has cerebral palsy. Now, I want you to bow your head while I pray for this little lad. Blessed Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for this poor little boy. Without vision, without looking back into his life, I just ask for you to be merciful. And grant, Lord, that this little boy will start to walk by himself and will be made well. Oh, may each hour his people see that he's getting better and may he get completely well. We ask in Christ's name. Amen. Now, I'm going to ask you to bow your head just a little bit. I'm going to check with the little boy. Just go, is his parents here? Maybe he's close to someone who's his mother staying down there. All right. Now, I just want to check with you. Now, everybody, your head bowed, but the mother. Now, sonny boy, you believe you go, he's just going to get well? I want you to walk with Brother Branham. Just make your foot yourself. Step right up right there from your foot. That's it. That's the boy. Amen. Now, audience, you can raise your head. Come on, walk with me. There he is. Let's make praise the Lord. Let's just raise our hands and give God praise. Heavenly Father, we thank thee tonight for Jesus, the Son of God, who heals the sick. And we don't ask for miracles, Lord, but you're so good to show us that you're here through signs and wonders of the living God. And we thank thee with all of our hearts. And we show our appreciation the best that we know how in giving thee praise. Oh, receive us, Lord Jesus, and bless us. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Your trouble is good. My trouble. Are you in here? I thought, oh, I see you sitting down there. Well, I could say lots now. But did you know God gave you this country, your people? My country, they even got a raw deal. Little pigeons. I picked up some of them from Canada the other day in Maine. I realize you don't get enough money to get to work to make your living. That's political, the nation. But there's somebody here now who loves you, who will give you the right kind of deal as your Savior from you. Just as certain as I'm standing here, I believe he's going to heal you this heart trouble. Blessed Jesus, as I hold this native of Canada by the hand, the real Canadian, the one that you gave the land to, and I pray for him, dear God. And he's our brother. And he's here because one of the most dangerous diseases there is, heart trouble. But he's a Christian and he believes you. And I ask with all my heart that you'll heal him and take away this heart trouble. May it never bother him from this hour on. I curse this enemy of his body called heart trouble in Christ's name. May it lead him, go into outer darkness and never bother him again. Amen. Bless you, my brother. I believe it'll be over now. You believe in Christ. Blessed God, this dear woman standing here believing with all of her heart that you will heal her and make her well. I ask that this pressure drop in her blood and may she be made well and live a normal life from now on. Grant it, Father, in Christ's name I pray. Amen. God bless you. You believe, Mother, that God will make you well. Blessed Savior, I hold my hand upon the hand of this dear woman. And her legs and feet are giving away. But may tonight she lean over on the everlasting arm. And may the God of heaven who sent Christ and died in our stead, that was wounded for our transgressions, and with his stripes we were healed, may it be applied to her case tonight as I pray this prayer of faith in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Not with any excitement or anything, but I believe that you're going to be well. That's your turn. What's your trouble? Yes. Make you breathe and cough. You believe that he will make you well? Your spirit heals with your fear. So you believe him with all your heart and you get well. Dear Heavenly Father, as I hold this little Canadian Indian by the hand, I pray that you'll heal her. God Almighty, who raised up Christ from the dead, grant to her the healing. There's no medicine for this. The doctors can't even find nothing. Not even a remedy. But Lord, we're not coming tonight to a remedy. We're coming to a cure. Christ, the Son of God. Cursed be this asthma on the woman. And may she be made well. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, sister. I go and be made well. In Christ's name. Of course, we can see the woman is blind. I was just speaking a while ago about blind born men. Mother, you believe that Christ will heal you? I can only pray. Christ does the healing, we know that. Let's bow our heads just a moment. As I look at her gentle, kind-looking old motherly face, God only knows what she's gone through. I look down this poor little wrinkled hand. No doubt it's had a little babies on the cheek and washed clothes for her. No one knows the sorrow that's passed over her brow, but Christ alone. But as a mother and as a woman, I'm asking Christ to do something. Oh, blessed God, who made heaven and earth, cursed be the blindness on this woman's eye, and may she this night be healed, and may that spirit of blindness that's on her eyes begin to move back. And may the sight begin to break into your eyes this very hour. Blessed Father, your humble, unprofitable servant, pray this prayer of faith to the best of my knowledge for this gentle, sweet-looking little woman standing here. Now I ask for sight in her eyes, in Christ's name. Now keep your head bowed just a moment. I'm not asking that this has to be done for sight, but I'm asking if Christ will just do a little something here to encourage her. A blind person always seems to be so tore up or something. You're sitting in a dark world. Now everybody just be silently in your prayer with your head bowed. As you have your eyes over the lid over your eyeballs, I'll hold that way just a moment. And now, I want you to look directly at me in Christ's name.
Can you see me?
You can see me.
Wonderful. Touch my nose.
Well, bless the Lord. Open your eyes, everybody. You can see. The Lord is here.
Well, she's counting. Just go count down and show me. Just go along with your fingers. Like pointing to you. So they can see. Yes.
Land, 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 land.
Let's say praise the Lord. Amen. What happened? God bless you, Mother. Go right off the platform and join me. What? She's walking by herself? Let's say praise the Lord. Everybody. Let's bow our heads down and thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank thee tonight. Thou dost restore sight to the blind. And now, Lord, we realize that this little woman made his eyes continually as that spirit left and sight began to peep into her eyes again. It elated her, Lord. It made her happy. It makes us happy. I pray that it'll continue to grow in her sight and her eyes until she's perfectly normal again. I ask in Jesus' name and thank you for what you've done. Amen. Let me explain something to you. See, being blind, the blind spirit turned loose of those sight, the vision. And when the spirit left it, look here, watch this. What if a transparent band was around my hand, cutting off the circulation? Now, you don't have to take my fingers off. Now, what does a doctor do? He operates on anything that he can see or feel. That's the only senses he can work with. What he can see, what he can feel. Now, if it's blind, those nerves went dead in the eye. Now, what happened when the nerves went dead? They didn't go dead all over the body. What in that little boy's ears a while ago? That was death. What about in the vocal cords of the mute that couldn't speak? They say it went dead. They can't see what to operate on. There's nothing there to operate. They say the nerve went dead. Well, why didn't it die all over the body? Why didn't it just die there? Now, what it is, the Bible says that it's a blind spirit. How many know that? The Bible says it's a deaf spirit, a dumb spirit. Is that right? Well, the spirit is cut off the circulation. Now, remove that. Of course, it'll be sore a little bit, but circulation starts back. If nature's not hindered, it'll work perfect. The devil hinders nature. And when it does, there it is. Then move the cause, the cure is sure. Is that right? Now, when the blind spirit went out, she could see. That's all. If she'll keep believing, now in about 24 hours, she'll be seeing better all the time. Then in about 72 hours, she may go totally blind again. Then after that, if she'll just keep on bleeding, then it'll start coming back, she'll be normal again. Or she just believes, don't doubt, but have faith. All right. Yours is them. You believe that God will heal you? Blessed Heavenly Father, I pray that you will heal this woman and make her well. Take away this bladder condition and heal her. You can make the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak and the blind to see, the crippled to walk. Why, you're God. You know the discernment of the heart, and I'm the Lord who heals all your diseases. And they know that this spirit now that's moving here is not mental telepathy nor a fortune teller. They know it's the Christ who heals. And we pray that you'll heal her in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, sister. What do you want Jesus to heal you with? Which ear is it? You believe he'll give you hearing? If you believe it, he'll do it. I'm trying to stop in line now for a miracle. God can do this to people. Woman's deaf in her left ear. How long has it since you heard out of your left ear? 40 years since you've heard out of her left ear. How many believe God can put the hearing back in that ear? Or just bow your head just a moment. I'll be real reverent, if you will, just a moment. Now, blessed Heavenly Father, I only understand now why that you're doing this, but I ask you once more. This woman here is suffering with arthritis. She's deaf in her left ear. For 40 years, that ear has been dead. Dark time. I pray that you'll heal her, Lord. And we don't ask for a miracle. But could we find favor, Lord, that the people might know this? When you were here on earth, they've seen you as you discern the thoughts of the people. And they know and believe that you, or they thought, rather, that you were an evil spirit. And they called the Holy Spirit in you an unclean thing. And you said that was blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. But after you were crucified and the blood was shed, and now he's come to do his work under the shed blood, we know blasphemy of that is unpardonable. And we pray, God, that if any of us has any thought
evil that you'll forgive us for. We don't want to be found in that condition at your coming, Lord, or when you call us from the earth. But that the people might know that this Spirit who can know the secret of the heart also is the Christ who healed. And we know that the devil has no power to heal and cannot heal. For God said, I'm the Lord who heals all thy diseases. Satan cannot heal. Neither could Janus and Janus take away the make the healing. They could bring the diseases because it was of the devil, but they couldn't take it away. And Moses and Aaron was the only one who could heal, could cure by God. They could take the plague away and take the curse away, but the magicians could bring the curse but not take it away. God's the only healer. And now I pray that you'll grant these things, and I believe you are granting tonight, that the people might know that this is not a calamity. It's you permitting it to be done for your glory. I ask for a hearing in this ear. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now with your head back. This is one of death. All right. Do you hear me now? Can you hear me now? All right, you may raise your head. Now watch here. I'll take my thumb. I'll widen my thumb. Place on the lady's ear. Press it in. You hear me, lady?
Yes.
Say amen. I love the Lord. All right. Your arthritis gone too? You're well. Let's say praise the Lord. Now what's God permitting us tonight? The deaf, the dumb, the speech, the sight, the crippled. What's he doing it for? You see, the Pharisees knew, or they believed because he could discern their thoughts, they said he's Beelzebub. But they couldn't understand how he could heal. That's it. For there is no healing outside of God. How many knows that? Let me say tonight, just in a moment, before going with the prayer line further. There is no other healing in the world but divine healing. And I ask any doctor to prove that there's any other healing besides divine healing. People hollering against divine healing, there is no other healing but divine healing. What if you break your arm? What does the doctor do? Heal it? He sets it. God heals it. If there, he can move an obstruction, what if you got a tumor? He can cut it out, but who does the healing? Show me a medicine that will develop cells and you can pour it in a pan and make a man out of it. God is the only one can heal. No hospital, no doctor. There never was anything to heal but God. Because God alone is the creator. And God is the only one who can create and develop cells and calcium and knit bones and heal the body. How many know that to be true? So don't be against hospitals. Don't be against doctors. They're just doing a part, moving obstructions and things like that. But God is the only one can heal because the devil can't create. How many knows the devil can't create? He can only pervert what is created. Is that right? What is unrighteousness? It's righteousness perverted. Here, you're a mixed audience. I'm talking plain to you tonight. But I feel to do this. For instance, you married man. You live with your wife. If that's your wife. That's all right. That's what God said to you. But another woman, another man, is absolutely sin and you go to hell for doing it. What is it? It's the same act, but it's perverted. See? What is unrighteousness? It's righteousness perverted. What is a lie? Is the truth misrepresented. See? That's right. So who can heal? God alone. No medicine. There's not one medicine that can heal. There's none that claims to heal. It only kills germs and the things like that while God does the healing because God's the only one who can create that back. You say, what about penicillin, Brother Branham? They give you a shot of penicillin for the flu. All right, here's what it is. Perhaps your house gets full of rats. And you go put out some rat poison. And you kill all the rats. That don't patch the holes. It only kills the rats. And that's what penicillin does. It kills the rats. It's inside of you, and God has to heal the part that's tore down by the rats. God's the healer. Sure. It's not nothing way away. It's just like you're with us. It's God. Amen. I feel real religious tonight somehow. I just feel real good. I'm so glad to see our Lord helping his people. All right, my sister. What do you want the Lord to heal you of? You believe he'll heal you? Blessed Father,